Hey everyone, Dr. Greg here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks so much for being part of the community. Thank you so much for all of your questions and comments that have come through over the last 6 weeks. It has been unbelievable hearing from all of you, and I'm just blown away by the people that have been sending in their questions and asking really thoughtful questions about how they can elevate. So far, we've heard about sleep, we've heard about nutrition and fasting and movement and exercise and music and neuroplasticity. And today we're going to keep rolling. We're going to talk about stress, because obviously that's a massive issue right now, and how to get out of a stress mindset into a more relaxed mindset, which opens up strategic thinking, learning, and metacognition, which is something that's so important because we need to think about how we think so we can navigate this environment that we're in and move forwards intentionally and deliberately to a better future that we then craft for ourselves, for our families, for our loved ones, for our communities, and for our colleagues. So, without any further delays, let's dive right into it. Please enjoy this recording of a presentation that I did recently all about stress, strategic thinking, and learning. If you have any questions, ping me on social at Dr. Greg Wells. Would love to hear from you so we can keep this going. All right, everyone, enjoy the conversation, enjoy the presentation. Let me know what you think. There's a path forward that I want you to be able to take that involves seeing all of the challenges, the complete landscape, but I also want to help you see the path forwards, right? I want you to be able to shift your attention to find that. And I know that right now that's really hard. Really, really, really hard. But it's there somewhere. And when we're in stress mode, stress, tense, nervous, anxious, locked in on the threat, it's extraordinarily difficult to find the opportunities, to find the path forwards. And I would love for you to think about the fact that when we're in beta brainwave mode, the stress zone, it is extraordinarily difficult for us to be able to calm our brains down enough to be able to expand your thinking. How much calming down do we actually have to be able to do? When I put the electrodes all over your head and measure you in a beta stress zone, it cycles at about 16 to 30 hertz. When we measure people in an alpha state, it's 8 to 15. So it's exactly 50% as activated. So if you cut your stress levels by half, this is not easy, you open up the possibility of entering into the alpha state, which is metacognition. You can think your way through, you can strategize, you can learn, you can reflect, you can navigate a path forwards. Your work this year, I would submit to you with deep love and respect, having had so many cool conversations, is that when things get tough, we have to give ourselves permission. You can give yourself permission, according to Greg and science, to take it down a notch, to go for a walk, to journal, to call a friend, to take a break, to find the spot. I love the image that Dr. James showed a few years ago of his red chair that you go to find, there you are, to find and sit, or your treehouse. I have a red chair now on one of the decks in my house that looks out over the park that's near us. Like, it's amazing. I've got my spots too. One of them includes a coffee shop. One of them includes Nicaragua, where Dr. James was super cool to come to a little while ago. Like, there, I have my spots where I go to try to deconstruct and figure stuff out. This is our places that we go. We need to give ourselves permission to take it down a notch. How do we do that? Of course, meditation being one of them. I've already spoken about that. The second one is to leverage the power of stillness. Where yesterday I talked about physical activity and being active to spark the brain. That's how we get energy. In order to get into a state where we can have access to alpha brainwave states, where we can strategize, we can have metacognition, we can learn, we can reflect, we can deconstruct, we can move forwards, we can leverage the power of stillness. Stillness of body, stillness of mind, stillness of our soul, our spirit, whatever that happens to be for you, and give yourself permission not to have to do anything right now. It's okay. Here's Adam demonstrating strategic thinking. Where is he? I've lost my cursor. There it is. Here's Adam in an alpha brainwave state. How do I hit more stuff with stuff?
right? And he knows that stillness is a superpower. And that what I would submit to you is that when we MRI people in this state, it's really cool, actually the frontal lobe of the brain becomes activated, which is the region of the brain associated with executive functioning. So when you slow down, the region that's associated with executive functioning, higher level thinking becomes more active. This is how we access the path forwards. This is how we find strategic thinking. Now, for all of you, let's talk about this in a business scenario for a second. Many of us have to consult and lead people. We are the calm within the storm, to quote Robin's book. We are the lighthouse. Many of the other people that we work with are in the boats out on the metaphoric ocean. We have to help them navigate through to safe harbor. They are in beta brainwave stress, anxious, nervous, tense zone quite often. When you are in that stress state, can you navigate forwards? No. Can you think strategically? Absolutely not. Can you learn and absorb anything? No. The pathways are blocked. So what do we often have to do in business to help the people that we work with? If you're a photographer and you're doing headshots and they're nervous, not going to go well. You need to help them calm right down. If you have someone come in to work with you to figure out a path forwards, maybe you're trying to sell them something. What do you need to do? Recognize that they're in beta mode and you need to get them down into an alpha state. I believe that much of our work right now involves helping all of the people around us get out of beta and down into alpha, which is really, really exciting, because the other benefit of getting out of beta and down into alpha, less depression, less anxiety, less overwhelm, less burnout, dramatically better mental health. So not only are we helping people to perform better, to do the things that AI can't do, but we're also helping them to feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, which is really, really awesome. That music that I just played for you a moment ago helps to do that as well. The other thing, drawing on previous talks, pulling everything together, having figured out how all of this stuff fits together finally after 10 years of testing these ideas, the other thing that helps people to do this is to get out into nature. And when we are in the trees, when we're in and around rivers, when we're in and around oceans, the brain changes. This is Ingrid at the start of the pandemic when school was closed, her activities were canceled, and she was away from all of her friends. She was, as you can see, not happy. F-bomb, 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 right? Spicy for 10, but whatever, COVID. Actually, my wife was 40. She was swearing all over the place too at the time. So it was age independent. The Wells family was in an interesting place a couple of years ago. I took her outside. She grabbed the stick. She swung the stick. I just kept moving through the environment. And this is her 10 minutes later. Complete physiological change. Only from being immersed in nature. Got back to my room. I was like, what just happened? Looked up some information. Discovered fractal patterns in the natural environment. Fractal patterns being repeating. Repetitive mathematical patterns that decrease in size that are present in 92% of plants on Earth. They are present in leaves. They are present in branches. They are even present because they're mathematically perfect and efficient in river systems, in the airways of your lung, in the capillary beds of your heart, in the neurons of your brain. There is no mathematical separation between humans and nature. And when we immerse ourselves in nature, your physiology, psychology, and psychology improve so much so that this can actually have an impact on outcomes in cancer. So the next core practice that I have for you, one of the core disciplines to help you get out of beta mode down into alpha, such that you can navigate a path forwards, recover and regenerate psychologically and physiologically, is to practice forest bathing. Someone at a talk that I did recently said, can I take off my clothes? And I was like, probably not a great idea if you're going to quote me on this, but if you're alone somewhere, knock yourself out. But if it's just the local park, maybe put your clothes back on again. So that is an idea that I would love for you to consider as a path forwards. And again, we're just looking for stillness in our lives. Stillness physically, stillness mentally, stillness emotionally, stillness spiritually. And I completely recognize, having had the conversations, that when you're going through chemo, this is hard. When you're going through relationship challenges, this is unbelievably difficult. When your business life is being disrupted and your career, which if you're in this room means a lot to you, is being overturned, that practice of finding stillness is not easy. But if it was easy, everyone would do it. And we're in this room for a reason, to try to find a new path forward. So it's completely different than other ways we've navigated previously. I find stillness in the cold, funny enough, like cold water immersion. It's my lifeline. A bunch of us went and did it this morning. And we all commented on how much better we felt afterwards versus before. And it hurts. It's not fun. Like, it sucks, right? And I was really struggling mentally in like March of the pandemic. And I was like, oh my God, it's terrible. And I was just walking down the beach, and it was March, it's Canada, it's cold, it's snowing, that lake was frozen. I was like, the only thing worse than this would be like being in the lake. So I just like stripped off my clothes and I kept my underwear on, and I just went into the lake, and I was like, oh yeah, no, this is actually worse. And I got out and I was like, wait a second, I feel amazing because of all the endorphins and stuff like that. That's my lifeline, right? I know Natalie and I, you and I have talked about your use of nature and walking outdoors and that impact that that has had upon you. And I've seen videos of Dr. Rouse training outdoors in, you know, like in the winter in a snowstorm, lifting weights and doing sprints. Like, we've all found our thing. Lean into that, more of that. Give yourself permission for that. Stu's incredible musings while he is walking outdoors to camera are fabulous. I love those. More of that, right? That's what we're looking for. Little tiny pieces that we can add to the puzzle to make our lives a little bit more still in an era of complete disruption. Some of it's positive, some of it is hard. And we need to find a path forward. And if you're in this room, you lead people. People are looking to you for guidance. And so we can do a better job. If you live in the city, hard to find nature, a whole bunch of things are magic. Art on your walls, print the photographs, get them up on the wall. Doesn't have to be expensive. Just get things on the walls of your home. I work at SickKids Hospital. All of the walls are painted. It's beautiful art everywhere. I also work at Toronto General across the street, the adult hospital. And it's like black lines with arrows to your clinic, right? It's like, ugh, it's like completely different feel to the two hospitals. I want to go in there with a spray paint can someday and just like tear it up. Art of nature has a specific effect of lowering your blood pressure about 3 to 5 points. Art of nature with water reduces it another 3 to 5 points. So what's your desktop screensaver? Is a great question to ask. So, but any art whatsoever has that effect. Music has that effect, unless it's Metallica, right? So there's an incredible video. If you want to like, what's the absolute limits of the positive energetic effect of music? I mean, like, there's so many, but one video that I saw this year was Metallica in Moscow in 1991, where the wall had just come down and the students had just gained their freedom to be able to speak. And there's 2 million people, the military helicopters are buzzing the crowd. The army just gave up and joined in. Like, that's for me just the example of like the ultimate limit of it. So music does it as well. Meditation has that effect also. And NASA has been doing studies on the plants that you can put into the environment that help you both mentally and physically. So if you just search NASA plant research, you'll find it, because they're trying to figure out what plants do we put on the spaceships that are going to travel to Mars to have that positive effect on the people while they travel. So hopefully that's just a few answers, Dwayne, that might help you out there. Grounding mats. Yeah. So grounding mats and PNF. I am going to just stop for a moment and say that Greg is a traditional medical physiologist who's grounded in like 75 published research papers, who worked at a university. And so I'm going to now step out of my traditional thing and just like hypothesize a little bit about what's going on. And I'm not super familiar with the research, because I've looked for research on grounding and found nothing that really is compelling, in that I don't buy the electron balance thing that is the argument for making that work. The static electricity basically balancing out when you touch the ground. I don't think that's what's going on. I do think that when you get outside and you take off your shoes and you put your feet on a natural environment where there's all sorts of little things going on and different bumps that are not flat, and there's millions of nerve endings on the end of your feet that are connected to your entire nervous system, that there's something happening there that is having a positive effect on your physiology and psychology. I just don't think it's the electrons balancing themselves out, because that doesn't make sense to me as someone that took electrical engineering. I can't see that pathway. I think that there's something there. I just don't think it's the EMF balancing out stuff. There's something there. It's sort of like alkaline forming foods. Do they change the pH of your body? There's no way that it does. There's 0% chance that that's the reason. But every single food that's labeled as alkaline forming is extraordinarily good for you. So it's probably going to help 98% of the population feel better. So there's something going on there. It's just not changing your pH levels. It can't be. Like, it can't be. So that's what I think on that one. It works. I just don't buy the explanation yet. We haven't figured out how it works.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I really hope that was helpful. Obviously, it's a little bit of a different format, but super psyched to be able to share that information with you. I hope that it was helpful. If it was, please share this with your community. Please let someone else know about the show. Let someone else know about the episode. Forward it to them. And that helps us tremendously. If you could also leave a review on your podcast platform of choice, whether that's iTunes or Spotify, that also makes a massive difference for us and really helps us out. And of course, if you can follow me on social at Dr. Greg Wells or on LinkedIn / Dr. Greg Wells, that would be tremendously wonderful as well. Ping me with questions. Make sure that this is all about you, and we will continue to build content for you this year that helps you to be healthy, to perform better, and to get to a place where your well-being is exactly where you want it to be. All right, everyone. Thanks again. We'll see you in the next episode really, really soon.